Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance. Lord, make haste to help me. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia. I confess to Almighty God, and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. And therefore I ask, Blessed Mary, ever virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. The Almighty God, have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.
Thank you.
my refuge and my strength. Lord God, be my refuge and my strength. In you, O Lord, I take refuge. Let me never be put to shame. In your justice, set me free. Hear me and speedily rescue me. Be a rock of refuge for me, a mighty stronghold to save me. For you are my rock, my stronghold. For your name's sake, lead me and guide me. Release me from the snares they have hidden. For you are my refuge, Lord. Into your hands I commend my spirit. It is you who will redeem me, Lord. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Lord God, be my refuge and my strength. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Out of the depths I cry to you, Lord. Out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord. Lord, hear my voice. O let your ears be attentive to the voice of my pleading. If you, O Lord, should mark our guilt, Lord, who would survive? But with you is found forgiveness. For this we revere you. My soul is waiting for the Lord. I count on his word. My soul is longing for the Lord, more than watchmen for daybreak. Let the watchmen count on daybreak, and Israel on the Lord. Because the Lord, with the Lord, there is mercy and fullness of redemption. Israel, indeed, he will redeem from all its iniquity. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Out of the depths, I cry to you, Lord. A reading from the book of Ephesians. If you are angry, let it be without sin. The sun must not go down on your wrath. Do not give the devil a chance to work on you. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth. I commend my spirit. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Lord, now you let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nation, and the glory of your people, Israel. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Let us pray for all the animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis they may be delivered from all distress and harm. Reverend Dustin Cox wants to prayers for the renewal, strength and forgiveness, guidance, of course, those impacted by 9/11, and the prosperity for the Soul Clinic, as well as all of the survivors of the hurricanes and the tornadoes, and all the bad the weather that we've had. We want to lift up in prayer those people affected and the people that are going down to the relief efforts for those people. May God give them strength and endurance during this time of need. Dustin would also like to lift up prayers for J.D., that he finds comfort in the Word, the Heavenly Father, and prayers of healing for Dustin's stepdad, Samuel Bradley Jr., who just found out he has brain damage from an illness he had a few years ago that nearly killed him. Dustin would like prayers for himself, that the words of his mouth and the meditation of his heart be acceptable in God's light. Pray for Dustin's mother, Carol Bradley, who has been diagnosed with Parkinson's disease and a pinched nerve. We'd like to pray for Carol Kay, who is tapering off to much medicine. We pray for Jeremy, that he finds love within himself. Pray for Carl, who recently lost his nephew and is struggling emotionally. Pray for those that have lost their lives to suicide, as this is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month. We want to pray for the survivors of domestic violence, as this is also Domestic Violence Awareness Month. Let us continue to pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us the strength to minister to all who need to hear the positive message of Christ. I want to please continue to pray for Deacon Nicholas and for the rest of Florida. The hurricanes hit, and Nicholas has got power back, so thank God for that. We want to continue to keep all of them in our prayers. Continue to pray for Bishop Long's father, Gene Long, that he continues to get better. We pray for Bishop Long, that all the unnecessary anxiety and stress that rest upon his shoulders be lifted from him. We ask this through the power of God and the Holy Spirit as we pray for his peace. Let us pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church, that we may be continuously led by the Holy Spirit and not distracted by the ways of this world. We lift up in prayer the homeless. Pray for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may always follow the path of light. Let's pray for the sick and dying, that Christ's eternal fire burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gifts of ministry and of music. Let us pray for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. May the Order of St. Benedict Immaculate Mary prosper, along with the entire Church. We pray for our deacons, John Thomas the Reese and Nicholas, our priests, Father Dennis and my unworthy self, our abbot, Bishop James, that God continue to lead us in the right direction towards the seamless connection between the Order and the goal of his Church. Heavenly Father, we come to you yet again in our time of need, that you hear our every prayer, want, and need. You know our every weakness, our fears, and our dreams. We lift up in prayer all of the prayers in which we have spoken and those which we have in the depths of our hearts. The prayers of the church and those of the whole world. For these prayers, the church both humbly and fervently. Let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have given your followers an example of gentleness and humility, a task that is easy, a burden that is light. Accept the prayers and work of this day, and give us the rest that will strengthen us to render more faithful service to you, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray together. Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world for the ruin of souls. Amen. My brothers and sisters, may the all-powerful Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.